welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Mark, good day. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. As we start the new year, we're looking for ways to make this year better than last year, and some people are going to look to exercise and new lifestyle changes, and others might do that and consider taking vitamins. This week we're going to look at the impact of multivitamins. Just a quick background, reminding listeners that vitamins are chemically unrelated families of organic compounds. They are usually essential in very small amounts for various parts and pieces of metabolism. Most vitamins, with the exception of vitamin D, cannot be synthesized or produced by humans, so they need to be ingested in the diet to prevent problems with their absence, primarily in metabolism. They should be distinguished, obviously, from minerals, things like calcium and iron, and some of those are also micronutrients. The question of do vitamins in supplements prevent or reverse chronic diseases is something that not only you and I have talked about for a long time, but there are lots and lots of papers. Today you've chosen a poem based on a study from JAMA published in 2012, number 308, starting on page 1871. The article from JAMA asks a simple clinical question, which is, do daily multivitamin supplements reduce the risk of cancer and subsequent morbidity and mortality, in this case, in adult men? Mark, what did they do and what was their finding?
By the way, do you know where the word vitamin comes from?
I don't.
Well, here you're going to learn.
Okay.
It was a Polish chemist named Kazimierz Funk who called them vital amines.
Ah.
And that they were all amines and they were not, but they got shortened from vital amine to vitamin. So there you go. Learn something new, trivia of the day. So,
excellent.
Yeah, it was a physician's health study. And so it's people a lot like you and me, middle-aged male physicians, 50 and older. And they had over 14,000 in this particular study. It's a whole series of studies that they've done over the years. And they were randomized to either Centrum Silver or a matching placebo. And going into the study, about 5% had cardiovascular disease, 9% had cancer, about 4% were currently smokers. I think they were all surgeons. And they were masked to the treatment group assignment. So the people assessing the outcomes didn't know who had taken the vitamins and who hadn't. And they had good follow-up. 98% were still in the study, a median of 11 years later. So a nice, long study with a large group. And what they found was a significant reduction in the incidence of total cancer cases in those who were randomized to take a multivitamin. Now, it was, small, 17 versus 18.3 events per 1,000 person years. So just over one fewer cancers for every 1,000 person years. So for 100 doctors followed for 10 years, there was one fewer cancer. Now, interestingly, to get this number, they did an adjusted analysis. So they adjust not, and I'm not a biostatistician. I don't even play one on TV. I do have a master's in statistics, but I don't really consider myself a real biostatistician. But if you do a randomized trial, why do you have to adjust for differences between groups? I mean, randomized is randomized. And I looked at the, study, and they did use, the groups were the same at the beginning. They were similar ages, similar risk factors, similar everything. Yet they still went ahead and did adjustment for age. They did adjustment for some other trials and assignments that were going on within this group. And in the unadjusted analysis, statistically significant. In the adjusted, it was, so they kind of had to massage the data a little bit to get to that statistically significant. It was just barely statistically significant. But it was, so it got into New England Journal. Otherwise, it would have been in, the journal Vitamin Research or something, another failed trial. So anyway, it was number needed to treat of about 80 for 11 years to prevent one cancer. It was primarily epithelial cancers, which are, you know, mostly solid tumors, not lymphoma, not leukemia. And if you looked at individual cancers like prostate, lung, colorectal, bladder, there was no difference, but the numbers of each individual cancer were pretty small, so it's not surprising they weren't able to see a statistically significant difference. If they excluded prostate cancers, which I thought was kind of interesting, about half of the cancers diagnosed in these men were localized prostate cancers. As we know, as we've discussed many times, prostate cancer, we're calling this thing cancer, which isn't really behaving in most cases like a cancer in terms of the long-term effect. So if you exclude prostate cancer, there was a significant benefit. Again, number needed to treat of around 100 of non-prostate cancer. So bottom line, no significant difference in cancer-related mortality or all-cause mortality, though, which is the ultimate outcome. It's not just are you diagnosed with cancer, it's do you die, or are you do you die of the cancer. So, you know, daily multivitamins, small reduction in being diagnosed with these with cancer, and that would include non-prostate cancers as well as epithelial cell-based cancers. Hazard ratio was about 0.88. Number needed to treat is about 100.
I think at this point, given all the research that you and I have reviewed and that is out there for men in the United States, in other words, who are, you know, getting a regular diet, that there really is no benefit to taking a multivitamin every day. Is that a fair conclusion?
Well, you know, I think you can really interpret this study two ways. I mean, I think if you are really hard-nosed EBMer, you might say, well, there's no effect on mortality. There's no effect on cancer or all-cause mortality. It was a big study, so there's no benefit. On the other hand, you know, there was a modest, small reduction, an NT of 100, in being diagnosed with one of these cancers. You know, so probably, you know, I don't take one. Maybe I should. I entered silver era last year. So, you know, maybe I should, but I don't. And I think the bigger concern I have is people taking, you know, very large doses. I don't think there's been any proven harm in any of the meta-analyses or studies I've seen that of taking a sort of a modest, usual dose multivitamin. So I think if someone wants to do it, fine. Their wife's bugging them, fine. But I don't, I think the benefit is very modest.
Thanks for the summary, Mark.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.